Live. We kick off hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Well, the immigration crackdown continues. We brought you a story last week of over 150 so-called illegal immigrants that were arrested in the Ohio area, or in the state of Ohio, and that's bad. That's bad news. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, because I think freedom's a good thing. We should have, you know, let people have the freedom to come and go as they please from a so-called free country. Unfortunately, some of the other people that are now getting caught in the crackdown includes employers. According to the Washington Times, employers in three states targeted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, also known as ICE.
ICE agents.
You just love saying that.
As part of an enhanced effort to combat illegal alien employment schemes, have been arrested for or pleaded guilty to charges of harboring illegal aliens. ICE spokesman Dee Boyd said two limited liability corporations in Kentucky pleaded guilty Thursday to criminal charges. The corporations themselves pleaded guilty to criminal charges of harboring illegal aliens and money laundering in an illegal employment scheme at hotels. They agreed to pay $1.5 million in cash in lieu of forfeiture and create internal compliance programs. In lieu of forfeiture. I wonder what they'd have to forfeit if these hotels didn't have to pay the $1.5 million. Would they actually have to forfeit their hotels? What would they be forfeiting?
Possibly some of their property. Yeah,
$1.5 million. It sounds like a hotel.
Yeah.
Something close to it.
What's that going to do for their bottom line? And what's it going to do for their overhead?
It'll destroy their business.
Yeah, it really is. You're going to have to double your room fees.
Well, you can't because the market
sets. The market won't allow it. Sentencing in the case is scheduled for October. In Ohio, ICE agents arrested the owner of a restaurant on felony charges of harboring illegal aliens after 10 of his illegal workers were apprehended, according to the spokesperson. Chinese citizen Zhang Fei Zhang, age 36, who owns and operates Bee's Buffet, was arrested on Thursday. Man. I love Chinese buffets.
Yeah.
They're putting them out of business now. In Arkansas, Tuesday, ICE agents arrested the owner of a construction business on felony charges. And they're making a point of naming every single business, and I've only named one of them. They're naming them all.
As though they've been, you know, their John's picked up for, soliciting hookers or whatever.
Felony charges apprehended 27 of his illegal workers. He was charged with harboring illegal aliens and reentry after deportation. ICE is taking an increasingly tough stance against egregious corporate violators that knowingly employ illegal aliens, bringing criminal charges against these unscrupulous employers and targeting their ill-gotten gains as a tactic we're adopting nationwide, said Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Julie Myers. Mr. Boyd said that during 2006, ICE arrested 445 persons on criminal charges and apprehended another 2,700 of their illegal workers. Wow, 445 people for worksite investigations. These are the people that are in charge. These are the business owners, the administrators, the managers that were being arrested. And then 2,700 people have been apprehended on just immigration violations. And this is only the beginning.
Sure. And, you know, these for everything that these this ICE agents, every agent that they've got on this particular job is, you know, basically some cop who's not solving murders, robberies, those sorts of things. Now, I understand that's a different department.
But these people are murderers and robbers, Mark. What are you talking about?
Wait, we have police in order to pick up murderers and robbers.
They're all murderers.
No, you're nuts if you think that.
They're all members of a gang.
No, they're not
they're
members of a gang.
They're invading America.
No, they're not invading America.
No, they are. They're coming here and they're trying to take us over. It's an invading force.
We got to fight back.
We aren't even at the point where in history where we have
they're illegal
more immigrants than we've had at any point. I mean, there's been times in U.S. history where we've had twice this many immigrants. It's not that big of a deal. Americans are just being whipped up into a fervor by our politicians.
This is Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and the shouting xenophobe. Look around!
Exactly. I'm just going to start shouting random things throughout the course of the discussion. They're taking our jobs! I could pick oranges!
Well, actually, Torgo, you've got...
By the way, speaking of the oranges, just mentioning that, there's oranges rotting on the trees here in Florida because we don't have enough people to pick them.
No, it's because the Mexicans are lazy and they're leaving them behind.
No, the Mexicans aren't lazy. Believe me, they're working their butts off, and you know, no white boys want to pick oranges.
1-800-259-9231. Torgo, you've got some more information on one area of Florida that's going to be cracking down pretty hard on immigrants. We're going to get to that, but first we've got to go to the ladies on the line. Paula.
Hi,
in Florida, hi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
I am really glad that y'all are bringing these subjects up because they need to be.
It really, it's important, isn't it, Paula?
Yeah, and I mean, this immigration thing, I have told her, you're going to push the law. It's on the books.
Wait,
and we're not
going to
allow this to happen. This is going to destroy our country.
Who? Wait. Slow
the
down.
Immigration
what
problem.
Is going to destroy the country?
This immigration problem, if we don't make them push the laws we already have, it's not going
to... Where do you want to push them?
I want to push. Everybody wants them pushed.
Okay, no, here's the question, Paula. What is your goal? What would you like to see happen? Open immigration, or would you like to see our current immigration laws enforced to make
enforced.
It harder for them to get in?
Enforced.
Yeah. Build the wall, right, Paula?
Yeah, if we have to, yeah.
Yeah.
And why do we want to keep immigrants out of our country?
Yeah, people that want to work for a living, why do you want to keep them out?
Well, the thing is, if they want to do it legally, that's one way, okay? But they're not going to do it illegally.
Paula, do you know what it's like to become a legal immigrant? Do you know the process? Are you familiar with it?
Well, I'm familiar with it, but I mean,
no,
the thing
not.
Is, I mean, I'm not an immigrant, but I mean, these are, and just remember
what's
now.
What's the process, Paula? You said you're familiar with it. Why don't you summarize it for us?
Well, the thing is that we have laws in the books that they have to get in line, and they have to get at the end of the line, and so they can come in here legally and
right,
do it
right.
the right
That's
way.
That's not the process,
but,
Paula.
But, Paula, regardless of the process, regardless of whether or not they need to get in line, what is your problem with having them come over in whatever numbers they want?
Because they're hurting us as far as jobs go. I mean, they work for so
are
little.
Are you insane?
Huh?
Yes. Yeah.
No. How are we being hurt as far as jobs go?
Financially, this is going to hurt us because people are going to start bringing the prices or actually the wages down because, see, these people will work for less money than what we do. And this is one thing that will hurt.
So you don't like competition. That's what it is, right, Paula?
No, Ron. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that the thing is they work for a lot cheaper price than what we do, and sooner or later these companies are going to start coming further and further and further down to where nobody's going to even have enough money to even live on.
That's not so, Paula, because all these people that are coming here have to live somewhere. They have to eat. They have to buy cars. They have to have cars. They have to put gasoline in those cars. They have to have electricity in their homes. All those things provide jobs for people that are here. Those are new people entered into the economy that are buying more stuff. So it grows
true,
the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to add people. When you add people to the economy, it grows the economy itself.
Okay, but you have to look at the whole picture, okay?
I'm trying.
These people have, like, the medical care and stuff like that. They've hurt us tremendously with this.
Absolutely. I entirely...
Wait a minute. What you're talking about is socialized medicine, where the taxpayers are paying for medical care of poor people. Mm-hmm. Whether they're immigrants or just American poor people, the system's the problem, Paula. It's the
redistribution
of wealth.
Okay, yes, you're right. There is a problem with the system. You're right. But the thing is, we need to get it right. But there's one thing that we need to...
Wait. We're not going to get it right if we go with what you're proposing, Paula. You're proposing a wall, and then you're proposing government enforcement of immigration laws, which is going to result in more of what we've just been talking about. I mean, how do you feel about Americans being arrested for hiring illegal immigrants? You for that?
Yeah.
How many Americans do you want to arrest? I mean, if we arrested
why can't they do it the legal way?
Wait a second. Now you're talking about the Americans. Now, here's my question for you, Paula. Suppose an illegal alien, manages to have a Social Security card, a driver's license, manages to fool me with all of this stuff that they've got.
Yeah.
Should I go to jail because I hired them? I mean, I'm not a cop. I'm not a private investigator. I don't want to spend my time looking into whether or not these employees are legal or not. You know, whether they speak English, it's really not an issue of mine. I just need somebody to put widgets on top of whatchamahooses.
Well,
you know, go ahead.
The problem that we have is that some of these employees really don't know where they're really fully, but there's got to be a way to be able to get this done to where they know whether they're legal or illegal.
Okay, here's the way you do it. It's very simple, Paula. You abolish welfare and open the borders and abolish the the ICE and all the immigration bureaucracies, abolish all the laws pertaining to immigration, and then every single immigrant will be legal. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. Then she'll have no more objections, because that's a big objection. They're illegal. Well, let's make them all legal. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything there is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by going to the Shrine yourself at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we just got off the phone with Paula in Florida, And Paula has fallen into the same trap that so many other people who I think in general would like to see less government. I feel at least like a lot of the people that call in and talk about cracking down on the borders and that sort of thing are individuals who would also agree that less taxes would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually.
But there seems to be a disconnect between the way they normally would think and how they're thinking on the immigration issue.
You know, and this is the thing that you can compare it to. Look, there's something that we can compare this to. There's something that's prohibited in America right now. It's drugs. Do we have more drugs now or less than we did 30 years ago?
More drugs.
I would say that's true. You know, you just can't stop it. The fact is, it's going to become more and more valuable.
But we should try. We should try to stop it.
Why? Look what it's done to us now.
We got to let them know we're serious and crack down.
Let who know we're serious?
The immigrants.
Have we let the drug dealers know we're serious?
Well, yeah, but we got to keep letting them know.
Well, it's not stopping them from doing from selling drugs.
Let's just increase the budgets. Increase the budget. Spend
yeah.
More.
Let's spend a bunch of money and put a bunch of people in jail, and that's what's going to happen,
yeah.
And I'm going to have to pay for it. No, thank you.
Not only are you going to be paying for it with your money, but you'll also be paying for it with your time. Because if these people who want this border enforcement get what they want, you're going to see an increase in the police state like you will not believe. They've already got the internal checkpoints in Texas and New Mexico. If you don't think they're going to spread those out, you're fooling yourself. They
Absolutely.
May not. They may not make them big and big installations like they have in Texas to start. They might just randomly set up internal checkpoints on different streets at different times. Check identification. If you don't have identification with you, you'll be arrested, like those guys were last week when we were talking about the 154 immigrants that were rounded up in Ohio. They went to one guy's underground barber shop, arrested him, and arrested everybody in the place. It didn't matter if they were legitimate or not. They didn't have identification, so they were arrested.
Now, just like the movie Born in East L.A.
Haven't seen it.
Did you just make a Cheech movie reference?
Sure. It's kind of a funny movie.
I haven't seen it. I just knew who was in it.
Yeah, I knew who was in it, too, but I haven't seen it either.
You know, well, something I could see happening as technology gets a little bit more advanced. I mean, the technology for this does exist now, but it's not feasible. If this country continues on in the current mindset, I could see laws being passed that would require every American citizen to have an RFID tag implanted under their skin.
How do you know if somebody's a citizen unless they're chipped?
With random, and then you can get, if you're coming into the country legally, you get a temporary one that will, you know, the signal will degrade over time and it'll fall apart. And then mounted throughout the country are sniper rifles in just various locations. If you walk past a sensor and you don't have your chip, you're shot in the head.
It could happen. The technology's there.
I think the sniper rifles are a little extreme. But
no, that's easily what I'm saying. I'm talking about with the mindset in this country right now. If it goes to the next level, just one step higher than it is.
He's talking about 10 years. I mean,
we'll be advocating killing illegal immigrants. We're this close to it
now. Here's how they would approach it. The so-called conservatives that are behind this, they would say, look, this is costing us so much money. All these we've been prosecuting illegals for 10 years in this country, and look at these billions of dollars it's costing us. Look, if we just set up a few sniper rifles, we'll just take them out. No more trials.
Exactly. And one more terrorist attack takes place in this country, it's going to happen. We don't know if they're coming in from another country, if they're coming to kill us all. We might as well keep ourselves protected and just take them out first.
Now, wait, you're the one that brought up the RFID chip idea.
Yeah.
But they've already come out with that idea. The idea of chipping the immigrants, at least. They're going to start by chipping the illegals as they come through.
Right.
That way they can who knows what the excuse is. That way we can identify them at first, you know, scan or something like that. But
they're
already talking about chipping the immigrants. But it's only a baby step to go from chipping the immigrants to chipping everybody. Because if you're not chipped, then you might be an unchipped immigrant. And we got to chip you as a citizen. That way we know for sure. I mean, they could easily make the excuses.
It would really be the only way. You'd have to have the born and bred in America RFID chip, and then.
Is this what conservatives really want? Is this what the border controllers really want? Is a total police state in America? Because that's what they're going to get.
I think it's what the Antichrist wants.
That's what they're going to get. I understand you're trying to appeal towards the religious base, and that's good.
Well, the fact, how far is the RFID chip from a Mark of the Beast?
For a religious person, not very far.
It's pretty close.
Right, I mean, Pat Robertson has lost his mind over barcodes, so.
We're going to the phones. Let's talk to George in D.C. on the amplifier line. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, now, well, I got two things. But first is, now that we're all advocating for the deaths of illegal immigrants, I'm being facetious here, by the way.
Yeah.
I say what we should do is dig a 2,000-mile-long moat and fill it with sulfuric acid. Think about it. It's so much cheaper than guns and all this other stuff.
Well, I don't, George, I don't think they're just going to jump into the sulfuric acid and have their skinny melt their
bones. Oh, it's the acid moat. Let's swim. And then what you're going to do is you're just, there's going to be families of immigrants, you know, families of Mexicans who over the course of time are going to build up a tolerance
right.
to sulfuric
just like,
acid.
Just like viruses. And then right. we'll have super Mexicans you know, coming in here that are sulfuric proof.
They just keep dosing themselves with it every day right. and they build up a tolerance to it like it's Iocane powder and they just
stroll through.
Swim on across the moat.
All right, second idea is ridiculous.
You can cut a fence, but you can't really cut acid.
So, George, what's your second idea for us?
I keep seeing all these, for example, every time when someone gets married, they decorate the car, they got that just married thing on the back of the window. How come when people get divorced, they don't write just divorced on there? Because, you know, that's pretty funny.
Some do. I've seen it.
I did that myself, and, you know, I want to believe how many thumbs up I've been getting right there when
you
I
just,
did this
wait,
last
you got
week.
A divorce?
No. I just wanted to. I wrote that because I wanted to see you.
Thanks for the call, George. 800-259-2241.
That's great.
That was his best line ever.
That is. These are our government employees, folks.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
What? I just put it on there because I felt like
I just wanted to see what they'd say.
I wonder.
I love George.
I wonder if you could like ask for donations on the back. You know, donate to me for a divorce fund.
I so need to go hang out with this man. That's great.
That's hilarious.
1-800-259-9231 to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what the Bible says about the chip, right?
Tell me.
It says to totally resist it.
Sounds like a good idea.
Form underground networks. Arm yourself and do not let yourself fall prey to the reason why they're bringing the chip in.
Okay, so
you never read that?
Oh, I don't read the Bible. Come on, I'm an atheist.
I think you'd want to read the Bible then.
I read enough of it as a kid, and I've had enough of it.
Okay.
The Bible. Am I still on air?
Yeah, you're here, man.
Okay.
We don't
the
have
Bible
people.
Has a great. Read for atheists because it lets you know what people have been thinking about for the last 2,000 years.
Oh, well, I already know what they've been thinking about. It's just a boring, trite read. And hang on, Mike.
Parts of it are pretty good.
800-259-9231. We only give Mike a moment, so we're going to bring him back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program awaits you for free. You just go and download them. There's no jumping through hoops or membership fees, things you've got to sign up for. Just get them. freetalklive.com. We go back to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, when we went away, Mike, you were explaining to me why it is that I, as an atheist, should read the Bible. And I'm not somebody who can be... it's not that I'm unconvincible. I'm an open-minded dude. So maybe you can convince me as to why it is I should pick up an antiquated old book and actually spend time reading it.
Oh, you sound convincible.
Well, 2,000 years ago, they predicted the chip. You could not buy, sell, or trade unless you had it implanted in your hand or in your forehead.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's pretty amazing. I don't know anybody else that predicted that. I also predicted that there'd be a one-world government, a controlling body, and that it would have a universal leader. And you could see all the governments around the world trying to fill that role.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't you say that...
And the last wars that would deal the death blows to mankind would be coming from the Middle East.
Wouldn't you
and
say
you
that? Hold on, just a second.
Without running into it.
Wouldn't you say that Rome was essentially a one-world government to a Roman at the time? Wouldn't you say that Rome was essentially a one-world government then?
You know what's funny is Rome lasted 300 to 400 years after John said that it would collapse, and then thousands of years later would revived and rebuilt, and that is amazing. That you know, could you stand here today and say that, oh, in 200 years, America's going to fall apart, but in 1,000 years, it's going to come back?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm familiar with that verse, and I've read Revelations many times.
Well, you see, the thing about Revelations is it is a re-effort at what Isaiah and Ezekiel, Daniel, and Malachi presented to the ancient Jews.
Uh-huh.
And it's rewritten for the Greeks and the Romans to explain what the older prophets had said.
Okay, so you're
it's
telling
like a revisit.
I just want to try to understand this. You're telling me the reason I should read the Bible is because in your opinion it has predicted some things that have come about. But then again, you didn't read any of the other books that might have predicted things that have come about either. So it's not really fair to claim that the Bible is the only book that has predicted future events.
I've read the Quran. I've read a lot of Nostradamus. And I've read several different Eastern books. I've read some of Confucius's sayings. And I've read a lot of references to Buddhism. But they far cannot be comparable to the exact predictions that I see coming about today.
All right. Well, Mike, I just want to say something because I brought this point up on the show, and I want to say thank you for being someone who's talking about prophecy and has mentioned Nostradamus and has mentioned something other than the Bible as being, you know, every time we get somebody talking about prophecy, they're like, and the Bible says this, and it's because of Jesus. But you are somebody who has been a scholar of various types of prophecy. Not that I buy into any of it. I'm just glad that not everybody who calls in, you know, there's some Nostradamus out there.
Yeah.
Nostradamus doesn't get enough attention anymore. That poor guy.
Well, I'd say Nostradamus can only prophesy after the event because his writings are so obscure that it's still like the Bible says that when the world powers gather together to condemn the government of Israel, at that time, the Gentiles will control the temple. And today, Israel does exist where it didn't exist 50 years ago, and the Muslims do control the Temple Mount. It says that though...
So are you somebody that believes that we're all going to die soon?
No. No, but there's a war that's coming in which the Jews will regain control of the temple. And the Muslims will not have claim to
it. So then what happens? I mean, since you know everything that happens in the future, what's next?
Then what happens is that Israel will, because of the oil being controlled by the Muslims will put such a harshness on trade with the oil in the future that every country will grow to hate Israel because they will be blamed for the high prices of oil.
But wait, there's other oil providers all around the world. How is it that that's going to be a factor? I mean, Venezuela provides oil. There's plenty of other oil
providers. America and Canada have more oil than any of these other countries.
Yes, Venezuela and Mexico are part of OPEC, and Venezuela is. Mexico and the United States and Canadian oil is controlled by Saudi Arabian interests. There's more oil here in North America than it is there, but it's not where there's more oil. It's where
everybody's
going to
be angry at what was it, Israel?
Yes.
I'm just trying to follow this. And then what's going to happen?
Well, because see, things are separated not by your political stance, but where your heart is. And if you have a heart that loves God, then you can find sympathy for Israel in this situation today. But if you have a heart that doesn't recognize or love God, you can find hate towards Israel today. And
what about me? I don't care.
Well, then I can't wait to get off the radio and talk to you personally about some other things, but I don't think you'd give me the chance.
I see.
All right, now I have a prophecy question.
Because I haven't given you the chance so far. Yes.
I do have a prophecy question for you. And, you know, this is kind of more of a recent, something that's going to be coming up sooner as opposed to something over the course of years. I'm actually entered into a poker tournament next week. And I'm just wondering, I've got this feeling that the first time I have 7-2 off suit, I should go all in. And I'm just wondering whether or not that's going to be a good idea.
I would venture to say you're going to lose big.
That's funny.
But, I got something that slapped me in the head yesterday. I realized that in 93, Israel signed the Oslo Accords, in which they surrendered their sovereignty to the world body and gave in to the terrorism. And that same year, 2 million people died in Rwanda and Malaysia. And around the world, there was all these genocide incidences. And I was just amazed how the correlation was in the physical with the spiritual. And now with Israel standing up against terrorism, I venture to say that you're going to see some unprecedented events where civil disobedience and revival, like in Rwanda, I believe that they're going to go into an era in which there's going to be forgiveness for the murders.
Mike predicts the future. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I don't know what to say to any of that.
Well, you're the biblical scholar here. I mean,
that's just conjecture based on his interpretation of Revelations. Rwanda?
Nah.
I mean, I just...
Yeah, but what about the rest of it? The whole Israel invading and
Israel does have to be a country in order. Well, I guess a country. Certainly, they have to try to rebuild the temple, is what I've read in there. But who knows? I mean, this is it. Just doesn't make any sense to me, honestly.
What doesn't? The whole thing, the prediction, all the predictions.
You know, I've sort of written the Bible off. I mean, I think that it's a great spiritual book as far as a guide goes, but I just don't believe what it says. But
he says it's been right about predicting all kinds of things. He went down a laundry list of things that it supposedly predicted.
You know, and there's people that write on the other side that say, you know, that it predicted something, the same verse predicted something different.
Yeah. What was it wrong about?
What's that?
Right. What was the Bible wrong about? What were all of the predictions? Did it make other predictions that it was wrong about?
Well, it's not very specific.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean,
that's the way to do predictions, you know. You're just not specific.
Absolutely.
That way the people down the line can look back and sort of mold what happened into the very general prediction that was made. And I'm sitting in the room now with somebody that you've read the Bible.
Yeah, but I didn't. I probably read the Old Testament. I know I've read the New Testament 7 times all the way through. Old Testament maybe just 3. It's really hard to get through things like Numbers and Deuteronomy where they're just talking about, you know, this guy begat that guy and that guy begat that guy. And it's just not fun at all.
Right, so you've written it off after reading it so many different times.
But that doesn't make me right. I mean, I could be wrong, in which case,
I'm just trying to decide, should I take the time to pick up this 1,000-page old ancient manuscript and actually try to get through it? I think it's a total waste.
I would think that you would have to at least believe that there is a God before you should bother picking up the Bible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
you could read the illustrated version. You know, it's got cute little pictures. It covers the gist of a lot of things. The story of Daniel in the Lion's Den is great in that. I had it when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I've gone through all that. I went to church for over a decade, and I've been educated on most of the major stuff. Read that old thing. 800-259-9231. But maybe I'm just an old curmudgeon. We're on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. The New York blackout. We got the latest on that. Plus, more on this immigration crackdown. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free. In fact, including our map, our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 1,300 of our listeners have already taken the time to add themselves to the map. You can be one of them. It's free. Map.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to make something clear. I'm not trying to attack Christians here tonight. It's just that the Christian Bible's what everybody talks about in America. I mean, if people were talking about the Quran, I'd be asking, well, why should I read the Quran? Well, I'm not going to read the Quran either, okay? I just want to make sure everybody knows I'm being fair to your religious texts. I'm not going to read any of them.
What about the Torah?
Nope.
Okay.
Not going to read that. Are there any others? Let's see. Quran, Bible, Torah. What are the other? The Latter-day Saints, don't they have something?
The Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. I'm going to read that.
The Book of the Dead. Are you going to read what they read to be a part of the Shinto religion?
Whatever that is, no.
No, okay. No.
Writings of Confucius. Yeah. There's the...
I already have a moral system, so I don't need to pick that up from one of these books. I don't believe in any of your gods, so reading your book isn't going to convince me to believe, because an old book is an evidence of the existence of God. Sorry. So those aren't two motivating factors. I'm not interested in the predictions the books are going to make, because I'm not into that Nostradamus stuff.
But how can the book not be evidence of the existence of God? If you take the Bible and you pick up another copy of the Bible, they both say the same thing. All the books say God. All the Bibles say God. So if that many Bibles say it's true, it must be
true if everyone believes it.
Right, exactly.
So I'm just outlining the fact that I'm being fair, okay?
Who else but God could make so many duplicate copies of... a message.
The Gideons?
The Gideons, perhaps.
You know, the Bible being a translation of a translation, I think it's hilarious that they have two gods, essentially, in Christianity. There's God the Father and then God the Son. You know, they're sort of one God, but...
And the Holy Ghost.
It gets a little weird. Yeah, the Holy Ghost is tossed in there, too. They seem to have spelled his name right, but Jehovah's name is Yahweh. I mean,
who's Jehovah?
Jehovah is the Godfather.
Okay.
And then the
I thought that was Marlon Brando.
And then the son is Jesus, but it's actually his name's Yaheshua. So actually, the Bible
Yahweh and Yaheshua,
right?
Supposed to be.
And they've actually got two mistranslations for God's name.
How do you blow that one? I mean, these are two of the biggest characters. I mean, that's what the Bibles are about. The Bible's about Jesus, right?
It's a big mistake, as far as I'm concerned.
And they messed up the main character, the lead role. Now, here's a question for you, as the local religious expert.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all that.
You say the Bible's a translation of a translation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Koran? Is that the actual original text?
That's what their unique selling proposition is that, in fact, this is the original. It's just like it. And Korans are printed with, you know, right next to, you know, the English is right next to the Arabic, that it's
the gobbledygook.
Yeah. Those little swirly marks and stuff. So apparently it's the original stuff right there. I don't know that that means anything. I've heard all kinds of different things about Muhammad that wasn't really that great.
I don't know if it means anything either. I was just curious.
I mean, if David Koresh wrote a bunch of stuff down and we actually got his translation correct, so what?
Yeah. I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't read Koresh's material. I wouldn't read any of it because I know what I believe, and a book's not going to change that. And I'd rather read books that are going to have an effect on my current belief system in regards to, for instance, politics and things that really affect us on a day-to-day basis. I like that kind of reading, nonfiction.
See, I, on the other hand, enjoy reading things like the Bible and other, you know, religious texts. And things of that nature, so that I can understand the beliefs and moral systems of other people that I'm dealing with.
Okay, I see what you're
saying.
Just ask them questions.
I know what I think and feel. Well, yeah. Okay, you could just ask them questions, but at that point, you're wasting a whole lot of time that could be spent already discussing something.
Well, they should know what their moral system is, so if I ask questions, then I'm not wasting my time.
I prefer to go into the conversation already prepared, knowing what I'm going to be getting.
And if they're answering the questions, then it's obviously not wasting their time, because they're voluntarily choosing to do so.
I see. Okay.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
All right. I don't know. I find the belief structures of different people very, very interesting. So.
Understood. 1-800-259-9231. All right. So, we were talking about immigration, and in fact, we've got to get back into it here. Mark, you've got something... What is this about? I don't even know what
it is. It's an email. Dr. Psych wants to say, my input on the open border issue is the effect on wages in America. I'll give an example of how open borders would change wages. All the numbers I use are just random numbers. Let's say America, there's a supply of 100 million workers and a demand for 110 million workers and an average wage of $20 per hour. In Mexico, there's a supply of 150 million workers, a demand for 100 million workers, and the average wage is $5 an hour. If you open the border and take away all welfare, the workers in Mexico would want to come to America, and nothing would stop them. So let's say 60 million workers move to America. Then the supply in America would be 160 million, and the demand would be 110. If the supply
is...
What's that?
What? Not for long, but go ahead.
Okay. If the supply... Yeah, it's messed up because
he presumes the demand will stay the same.
Each one of them would create their own jobs around which they
each one of them creates demand and supply.
Right. They have people. They need to live someplace. They need to buy things. They need to eat food. They need to have some kind of transportation one place or another.
So he's already wrong. But let's continue.
Gotcha. If the supply is greater than the demand, the price wage will go down. In Mexico, the opposite would happen. According to the economic theory, the wages in America will decrease and the wages in Mexico will increase until they're the same, $13 per hour in both countries. It gets a little, if all things were equal. Mexico is obviously not as free and not as, it is more corrupt government than we have. And when I say that, I mean that... their rules aren't, they don't follow their own little rules. Our government, they follow the rules. I mean, the rules exact
to
taxes,
some extent.
Exact taxes from us, and those aren't exactly fair, but at the very least, they're written down, and you can understand them. That part wouldn't be exactly right.
Right.
At the same time, to some extent, that would supposed to happen in a vacuum if all things were equal. But I don't really care what the wages in America are on average. I care what my wages are.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, that's how it is for everybody. Yeah, some of our unskilled workers might have a little trouble, but why is it that, why does it matter? I guess is what they're saying. Why is it this label of American makes them better than the label of Mexican?
I don't know the answer to that question.
And, quite honestly, our workers could work if they wanted to. There are a dearth of employees in America right now, and people that are unemployed are just not wanting to work.
But the Mexicans are bad because they're illegal. That's why Americans
that's
are better.
That's the problem.
They were born here. They're not brown.
We made them illegal.
Yeah.
No, they did it by coming over in the wrong way.
We did it by...
Illegal?
We did it by making the balls.
Not brown people to make kids.
You don't like it, you could leave, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to leave. You know,
was there more to his email, or was that?
That's real. No, that's the point.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any way that this would be avoided from happening, or is it a sacrifice you're willing to make to get freedom?
Even if wages drop, I mean, even what he says is true, and we've already punched a few holes in it. But even if what he says is true, and wages do drop, and there's this huge wave of immigrants that comes over, well, wouldn't that mean that overhead would drop, and wouldn't that mean they could pass on the savings to the rest of us? Have you just not thought that through? Does it just end at wages for you?
No. He's not being mean. He's actually asking the question.
Okay. When I say for you, I mean you who believes that this is a problem. You, those of you listening that believe the immigrants are a problem. Go ahead, drive down the wages. Because then the prices of the product should drop as well. Am I wrong about that? I mean, it's possible I'm wrong about this. I know if I was a employer and all of a sudden I didn't have to pay, you know, if I was paying 50% of what I was paying in wages, I'd pass the savings on because that would make me more competitive.
Well, it would make you more competitive and people would want to come to you as opposed to your competition. So absolutely, that's what's going to happen with the market. If you lower the overhead, then yes, prices will go down.
Right. So I don't see what the problem is. What's the problem? If you're somebody that thinks there's a problem with lower wages, 800-259-9231. Oh, it's just because you're afraid of competition, like Paula was earlier tonight. Paula said we accused her of being afraid of competition. She denied it, of course. But that's what these people are scared of. They're scared that somebody's going to come in and offer a better wage and say, I'll do that same job for $2 an hour less.
And more importantly, we're not stopping people from coming here. There's 20 million illegal aliens in the country right now. We're not stopping them.
Have wages been dropping? Because they've been coming in. Have wages been going down? No. Most people get paid above the minimum wage in America. Wages, if anything, are going up, partially due to inflation, which is a whole other issue. 800-259-9231, hour number 3 is on the way. And the immigration situation is not done. In fact, Torgo, you've got something about a town in Florida that's looking to crack down really hard. We'll give you the details coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you're...